感谢主，再次可以跟大家见面。
Thank God that we can meet again.
我很喜欢讲一句话，但是这句话不适合侍奉的人。
I like to say something which is not really applicable to us serving the Lord.
人在江湖，身不由己。
It's a Chinese saying that he cannot control his life anymore.
其实我很盼望留在菲律宾，多有时间跟大家在一起。
I hope I could stay in the Philippines, but then I'm always on the move.
但是因为这种要跟人家联络的人不多。
There are so many people I need to connect as my role as a president.
曾经华富大会有请我考虑要不要成为世界更出名的人。
The International COWI once called me if I would like to be one of their co-workers.
我说这个我比较喜欢自己的葡萄园。
I said I have my own vineyard to take care.
其实我们到美国读书的时候有很多机会留在美国。
Remember when we were in America, there were many opportunities for us to stay in USA.
但是神不许可要我们回到菲律宾来侍奉。
But God forbid us to stay and we were back in the Philippines to serve Him.
神实在是很伟大。
Our God is great.
今天福音派还是高举圣经的基督徒比没有高举圣经的基督徒更多。
Today we have a greater number of those who are evangelical Christian than those who are non-evangelical.
我们愿意回到神的话语的人比那些当把神的话语当作神话的人更多了。
Those who uphold the Bible as God's word are in greater number than those who look at this as fables.
两个月前这个在韩国开会的时候。
2 months ago, there's a meeting in Korea.
世界大家很看重一位神学家还是神学协会的一位重要的人物。
A famous theologian was there.
他说现在的基督教也在亚洲。
He mentioned that Christianity is active in Asia.
如果用宣教的名义呢 ，is the global south. 现在在世界的南部都非常的复兴。
They use the new term for missiology. The global south is very revived.
今天我们正在看到神的工作。
We're seeing God's work around us.
首先要谢谢各位同学呢，在这个庆祝教师节的时候表明你们对老师的爱心。
I'd like to thank every one of you for greeting us Teachers' Days, even though we are not around.
神也借着你们来鼓励我们。
You have been a great encouragement to us.
但愿你们写下的字送的礼物蒙神悦纳。
Your gifts, may your words, may your greetings be found pleasure in God's sight.
或你们爱主成为神忠心的仆人，实在是我们在服侍或是在当中得到最大的鼓励。
Seeing you loving God and serving Him is a great encouragement to us.
在还没有开始讲到之前，我们再次低头。
Let us pray first.
主啊，求你让你的仆人、你的使女把该讲的话讲得清楚，让蒙主你悦纳，也更成为合乎你使用的工人。
Amen.
Lord, pray that you will anoint two of your servants that we shall speak your words, and may they become encouragement to all of us.In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. 假如你剩下五分钟的时间，
If you only have 5 minutes of your time left,
你要做些什么？
What will you be doing?
有些人可能说我还有些地方没有走过。
Maybe people have said, once will say, I have some places I haven't been to.
我应该到纽约那个最美最豪华的地方，时代广场来享受
I should have enjoyed Times Square in New York.
可能有些人说我应该要吃最好的食物。
Some might say that I want to enjoy the best food.
可能有些人说我可能在那边低头祷告仰望主。
Another person might say I need to pray for that last 5 minutes of my life.
我们在世上到底追求些什么事呢？
What are we striving for in life?
各位同学，各位同工，我们很重要的是，我们有一颗心要服侍主。
Brother, sister, and teacher, and student, we have a heart to serve God.
假设神摆在我们前面是一个艰难的路。
If there's a difficult path before us,
你愿意继续往前走吗？
that God prepares, are you willing to go on with Him?
假如神让你在一个豪华繁荣的城市里面服侍他，
if God put you in a prosperous city to serve Him,
你还是会愿意服侍他吗？还是贪爱世界？
Would you be serving Him or loving the world?
我们两位跟其他的同工这次受邀到美国参加一个培训的一个训练。
Two of us, including 15 other leaders from the Philippines, were invited to join a training in America.
这位负责人或是这位推动的就也曾经在我们当中讲一篇道。
This mover, the person, has been in our midst and spoke to us before.
他其实这个家庭非常的富有。
This man was a wealthy person.
他现在有18个油田而已。
Oh, he has 18 oil fields.
但是他把50%献给主。
But every 50% of his profit he would give to the Lord.
你不会看到他很骄傲。
You wouldn't see him boasting around.
他会把他所有的钱都奉献给主。
He did really offer his best to the Lord.
就跟他接触的当中，你看到他实在是一个属灵人。
As we with him in his company, we can feel there's a godly man before us.
你看到他以神的事为念。
He really put God's first, God things first.
我们今天要看的这个哈该书第一章，可能有些人很熟悉这一段的经文。
We might be familiar with Haggai chapter 1.
省察我们的行为在哈该书出现四次。
Consider your ways. This phrase is in chapter 1 four times.
In chapter 1 and 2.
1 and 2 is four times. In this book, four times.
然后这位先知传讲的时候是真的影响那个时代。
And the prophet really served his generation.
我很盼望有一天在天上坐下来听他讲道。
I really hope that I would be there in heaven, listen to him preach again.
这一次有两个主日，我们真的也享受听别人讲道。
The past two Sundays, we enjoy listening to great speakers.
哈该在这边传讲的时候，真是影响这个时代。
When Prophet Haggai spoke in his time, he influenced his generation.
到底神的工作，我们要如何来推行呢？
How should we go on with God's work? This is the place that we stay.
这是这个他 Billy Hanks 的其中一个家。
This person that we had meeting with is Billy Hank, and this is his home.
真是在高上。
On top of the mountain.
但是他要把这个房子呢奉献给我们的主。
But he offered this place to the Lord as a training ground.
为了训练下一代的这个培训的一些工作。
He wanted to disciple new leaders for God.
我们很盼望借助他的这个资料，也我们同学呢也得到帮助。
We really pray and hope that through his materials we will also be blessed.
这段经文当中呢，特别提出这个万军之耶和华说，这百姓说建造耶和华的殿时候尚未来到。
This is what the Lord Almighty God says. These people say the time has not yet come for the Lord's house to be built.
为什么他们会这样讲呢？
Why do they say this kind of words?
其实上帝要我们看重他的事工。
God wants us to prioritize his work.
每一个人都非常的自私。
Everyone is somehow selfish.
我们会先想到我们自己的需要。
We always think of our own needs first.
我们自己肚子都不饱，怎么能关心神的工作呢？
We are hungry ourselves, how can we take care of other stuff?
我们自己房子都也没有弄得好，怎么能关心神的工作呢？
Our house is not built well, how can we build God's house?
我们提出很多的理由。
We have so many reasons.
如果按照背景，我们知道这些回归的人群体回来。
We know that the captives have returned to their land.
我说实话，他们其实也钱也不多。
They don't have much.
其实他们这样关心自己，其实也很有理由。
It is reasonable for them to take care of their own needs first.
那又加上我们知道有一些压力存在。
And there are so many pressures around.
那时候真的是很难来建造神的殿。
It's difficult to look after God's temple or house.
很难关心神的工作。
It's very hard to take care of another thing that belongs to God.
那为什么先知还要这样讲呢？
Why would this prophet keep on reprimanding them?
难道他不知道他们面对的问题吗？
Doesn't he understand the pressures around?
但是哈该按照神的心意讲出他的话。
But Haggai spoke God's word.
我们要省察自己的行为。
Consider your ways.
我们要以神的事为念。
We have to think of God's thing, house.
我们要看重神的殿。
We need to pay attention to His temple.
各位，为什么哈该会这样讲？
Why did Haggai spoke like that?
你和我住在亚洲的人更加会明白。
We, those who are in Asia, we should understand better.
因为我们没有把它划分神的殿与神自己。
We didn't segregate God's and God's house.
神的工作，神的事工，也就是等于代表他。
God's work and His house is also God's Himself.
然后上帝在他的事工当中得着荣耀。
To glorify God.
我们这次有机会来到哥佩里的训练的中心。
We were able to visit the training camp of Billy Graham.
在这个很大的地方，神赐给他这个地方可以训练世界各地的人。
It's a 12 hectare big of piece of land where he trained all leaders from around the world.
每个地方都有一个祷告的地方。
In every corner there is a prayer center.
如果需要爬山的，在每一个这个角落都有一些经文，让你可以仰望主、祷告主。
If you do some hiking around the mountain that surround the place, there are verses at some stop for you to stop and remember those Bible verses.
哥培尼跟他的师母很看重这个祷告。
Billy Graham and his wife really pay attention to prayers.
当我们进入他的办公室的时候，
When we entered his office,
他的办公室不大。
It's not big.
但是你会看到很多的照片。
There are many pictures decorated around the wall.
尤其最值得我们花一点时间的，就是他跟总统的一些这个照片。
We paid attention to all the pictures that tell us he had met with all the presidents of America.
总统每一位一直来到奥巴马都有机会跟他见面。
From those presidents that he was in his time until the present President Obama, he had met with them.
美国有一个很出名的总统叫Eisenhower。
There was a famous president of USA named President Eisenhower.
他经常找哥培里讲一些属灵的事。
He used to meet up with Billy Graham to talk about spiritual things.
有一天他打电话给哥培里。
One time he called up Billy.
很重要的事情要跟他讨论。
He wanted to spend some time with him on some important matters.
哥培里的同工说：“你等一下，等一下。”
But Billy Graham's staff said, "You have to wait."
你等他还有几分钟。
You have to wait for a few more minutes.
这美国的总统拥有世界很大的权柄，很不高兴。
President Eisenhower was very mad because he was a powerful person. You know?
他说：“别人都等我，他为什么还这样不听我的电话？”
He said, "People waited for me, and I don't have to wait for others, not even Billy."
在那边发牢骚，大发脾气。
He was furious and in temper.
过了几分钟。
After a few minutes,
他也把这种话语告诉哥培里。
He even uttered these words to Billy.
别人都等我。
People wait on me.
那你为什么要我等你呢？
Why do you have to let me wait for you?
哥培里怎么讲？
How did Billy answer him?
他说：“我跟万王之王、万主之主会面。”
He said, "I'm meeting with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." God is more important than you.
Eisenhower 就很谦卑说对不起。
This humbled Eisenhower and he said sorry.
哥培里说：“我可以在这位万王之王的面前为你祷告。”
And Billy says, "I can pray for you before this Lord of Lords and King of Kings."
十几年前，我带一批菲律宾的代表到韩国。
A few years ago, I brought a few leaders to Korea.
我们大概有100位。
About 100 of us from the Philippines.
50位的传道人。
Among us, there are 50 pastors.
我们一直很盼望跟一位姐妹见面。
We hope to meet up with this godly woman.
因为她拥有这个很大的地皮。
She owned a big land.
凡是传道人，她给我们最好的地方。
And if those who are serving the Lord, she would put us in the best suite.
也给我们免费。
And even give us free lodging.
但是长老执事呢，都要付钱。
But our elders and deacons have to pay.
哇，你身为传道人，哇，他很看重我们。
He really set importance for the pastors.
我们一直想跟他会面。
We hope to see her face to face.
也请我们的这个负责的同工啊，向他报告。
We ask the one in charge to give us a time for us to meet her.
也看能不能有时间找他。
If we could sit with her.
但是他说早上的时间他都在祷告仰望主。
But they told us every morning she needs to pray before God.
你们不可能跟他见面。
You couldn't even meet her in the morning.
他假如没有跟神见面，他不会跟你们见面。
If she didn't meet with God, she wouldn't meet with anybody.
到开会结束以后，我们还没有跟他见过面。
Even as the meeting concluded, we were not able to meet up with her.
各位同工，我们看重上帝工作的人。
These are people who prioritize God's work.
而是看重我们神比万物都大的人。
And they really magnify God.
我们一定会愿意拜上。
They really set things before God first.
我们一定会以他的事为念。
They prioritize God's work.
哈该为什么会这样一直提起要省察你们的行为呢？
Why did Haggai keep saying, consider your ways?
因为有人在那边拖时间。
Because there are many of those who delayed.
有些人在那边可能有很多其他的理由。
And there are so many alibi given.
但是哈该一直告诉他们要省察我们的行为。
Haggai keep pounding, consider our ways, your ways.
你要看重他的工作。
Prioritize God's work.
我们这群人十七位来到这个高山有一段时间训练。
17 of us were in the mountaintop being trained under Billy on OM.
过去我也参加这种联合的一些聚会。
Before, I also joined many global meeting.
那些年纪比较大一点。
There are elderly leaders.
但是今天这次跟他们见面的时候，大家都几乎是一些年轻人。
This time among us, we have younger members in our midst.
但是他们身负很大的一些责任。
But each one of these leaders have big responsibilities.
他在那边听到 Billy Hanks 在讲到有关培训的事工。
We all listen to how Billy do his training.
他说我们经常很强调讲道。
He said we have emphasized preaching.
讲道当然很重要。
Preaching is so important.
我们看到哥培里对世界讲道的时候，很多人信靠主。
We see how Billy in his evangelistic meeting, he draw people to the Lord by the thousands.
我也经常看到唐崇牧师在讲布道大会的时候，很多人信主。
Dr. Stephen Tong also, when he preached, he will lead so many people to the Lord.
除了讲道，还需要有教导。
Not only we have preaching, we have teaching.
我相信你们在飞升当中受这个训练，实在是神给你们的一个很特大的机会。
Here at BSOP, we have so many teaching opportunity to sit under the teachers.
我们飞升的一个特点。
This is one of our special features.
是我们的老师很敬重。
Our teachers are faithful in their teaching.
经常就是放假，他们也要教书。
Even vacation, they don't have vacation, they would have classes.
我有时候告诉同工说，你可以给学生们有一点休息的时间。
I told my staff to give you a few time of breathing.
但是他们说一定要给他们。
They said we have to train teach them.
因为如果没有教导他们，他以后也不一定能得到这些训练。
Because they need this training, this teaching.
当我开始第一次回来从美国回来教书的时候。
When I arrived from the States, fresh from state to Manila.
我给学生的功课多得不得了。
My assignments is really that much. Very.
他们几乎要哭。
And the students almost cry.
因为我受过那种训练，我也要这样训练他们。
Because I was trained like that, so I would train you this way too.
我考试一个考那个埃及古文的时候，我花了32个小时为了大考。
To meet my Arcadian exam, I have to spend
Egyptian hieroglyphics.
32 hours studying my Egyptian hieroglyphics.
我们甚至跟老师商量一下。
We even bargained with the teacher.
这个 Gleason Archer 说，我 这个在哈佛大学读书的时候，这个太简单了。
But
你们也要这样。
Professor Eisenhower, he says we have sat under the Harvard teacher, and we are also trained like this.
假如你在非圣受这些很严格的老师训练。
If you are taught under this faithful and strict teacher here, you would not have problems outside.
我们说吃得苦中苦，方会人上人。
So if you can suffer through, then you can really be benefited.
今天唱的歌，假如你越炸出来的时候，越炸的油越好。
The song this morning, as the vine are pressed, then the juice will come out, the grapes.
感谢主，你们受这方面的训练。
Praise God for such training you have.
但是有第三个很需要的就是这个 training 训练。
As I am preaching, teaching, we need the third leg, which is training.
这个 Billy Hanks 一直强调这方面。
Billy Hanks keep emphasizing this practical training.
那我们假如没有看到一个模范在那里，真的愿意培训别人。
If you don't see a model living out.Applying what was taught before you.
你很难再训练别人。
You cannot train another person.
其实我当你看到那些他写的一些文章。
When we look at his writings.
其实有些是很简单。
They are very down to the basic.
但是当你真的愿意按照他讲的一些事情来做。
But if you take those step by step and really practice them.
比如花时间背圣经。
Like spend time memorizing God's word.
可能有些同学已经受过这方面的训练。
Many some of you have been taught to memorize scriptures.
多花时间祷告。
Spend more time in prayers.
多花时间默想。
And in meditating God's word.
其实这些都是很简单却扼要的重点。
These are so basic, it's so important.
当你越亲近主的时候。
As you draw near to the Lord.
你就会知道他想要你做些什么事。
You will be able to know what he desires in your life.
这次有机会碰到很多的校友。
A few weeks ago, I met some of the alumni.
你可以看到这些校友很忠心服侍主。
They are all faithful serving God.
当然有一些碰到难处。
Maybe a few of them have met some difficulties.
但是因为知道背起十字架的主在前面。
But they know that Jesus who bears the cross is before them. They are willing to follow.
我们经常喜欢讲一些这个好的话语。
We like to speak good words.
但是请看哈该讲的是他讲的很严格。
But here, Haggai prophet, he spoke stern words.
假如你不听从神。
If you won't obey God.
你口袋的钱也会曝光。
The money in your pocket would be taken away.
吃也吃不饱。
You won't be full with your
喝也喝不能
满
得到满足。
You wouldn't be quench your thirst.
请注意这边用很基本的观点来提醒我们。
Using a very basic needs of human.
他用责备的话要来提醒他们。
He reprimanded the people to warn them.
要他们省察自己的行为。
To consider their ways.
接下来我们来看他如何来宣告上帝的警告。
So he was proclaiming God's warning.
从第五节到第十一节。
From verse 5 to 11.
你盼望多得，所得的却少，你们受在家中，我就吹去。
He said, you expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. When you brought home, I blew away. Why?
Sorry.再往前一点，没了。然后这我们看到它里面所提醒的一些警告。
These are warnings given by Haggai.
他要我们注意到神所看重的是什么。
He want us to see what God emphasized.
他提出警告。
These are the warnings he gave.
尤其他也把这个。他们拥有的很基本的一些食物也提出。
You mentioned about the food.
在哈该接下来所提到的第十一节提起五谷、新酒和油。
In verse 11, it mentioned about the grains, the new wine, and the oil.
因为他不天不降甘露，地也不出土产。第十节。
Because God didn't give them the rain and the dew, though there is no produce on the ground.
这几个因为没有甘露，所以地也不出土产。
Because without the dew, the earth could not produce any crops.
五谷是他们很基本的这个食物。
Grains are their basic food on the table.
酒呢是他们在社交当中可能会用到。
They need the wine for socialization.
油呢是经常在宗教，或是他们来到了这个会堂，或是圣殿呢。 他们这橄榄油就代表他们这个宗教上这方面礼仪这方面的一些需要。
The oil represents the olive oil that they use in religious rituals.
他提起这三个基本的这个他们所需要的。These
are the three basic elements they live.
因为天不降甘露，他也命干旱临到地土。
Without the dew, the earth becomes drought.
所有的我们劳碌得来的都成为问题。All
things that you have sweat for, they are gone easily.
哈该这位先知很奇怪的，就把这个一些我们看得到的这个气候的一些问题，或是面对的一些问题呢，提出。So
Haggai mentioned all these problems before them.
其实他很少这个先知会直接会这样来传讲。Very
few prophets would say this vividly.
假如你注意到今天，世界各地面对一些问题跟过去都不一样。Today
we can see that places around us, the tropical weather changes are there around us.
昨天晚上2点钟，我收到一封的电话。
Early this morning, 2 o'clock, I received a call from someone.
Said
so we should pray for the city in Sambuanga in the south. Because there are flooding everywhere. Places that have never had floods, they are now having floods. This time we were at Billy Hank's training center. There is a bear. Actually, this bear always come to their place. We were there and we hope we could really see this big bear, 200 pounds bear. But he was not there.
但是根据住在那个地区的人,
according to those people living there,
比较多雨水,
because of the rain lately,
所以他们想吃的东西都没办法吃了。Many
of their fruits are not no more in the mountain top.
他们通常喜欢吃berry，但是没有了。Bears
like berries, but there is no more berries up in the top of the mountain.
所以有时候就来到家里来寻找这个食物。So
they come down to houses to look for food.
他们 这个会闻也相当闻得很厉害，这闻得很清楚。They
can smell food if you leave your food on the table.
他们眼睛也很清楚。They
have sharp eyes. They could look through your windows.
假如他曾经在一个冰箱里面找到食物。If
once they have gotten food from a refrigerator,
他们明天又会回来。Tomorrow
they will come back for that.
有一个家庭他忘记把食物藏起来。There
was a family who forgot to keep the food.
一只小熊呢，就进到家中。One
bear went into their home.
吃了桌上的食物。Finished
the food on the table.
然后躺下睡觉。And
slept on the ground.
各位，一只小熊假如出现在你家中，你会感觉怎么样？How
would you feel if there's a bear in your home?
你可能说这可能是神话当中的一个故事。It's
like a fairy tale.
真的出现在我们去的地方。
Bears were everywhere in the place we were training. But Haggai speaks serious sermon. He sees things happening and he gave words of judgment. Consider our ways, your ways.
各位有时候审判来临。
Sometimes judgment comes.
或是有时候灾难临到。
Or disasters occurred.
可能是天灾人祸的一些事情。
It's from natural calamities at times.
是不是有时候神也要提醒我们，我们需要悔改？
Isn't it that sometimes God used this to warn us to repent?
有时候要让我们看到我们只不过是管家。
He reminds us we are but stewards.
我们短暂留在地上。
We're only on earth for a fleeting moment.
哈该先知就提出这个重点。
So Haggai mentioned this point.
第三方面，他除了宣告上帝的警告，接下来他这些百姓遵守上帝的话语。
Aside from proclaiming God's warning, the third point is he wants them to practice God's word.
那时撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话语和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话。百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。
Verse 12 says, Then Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel, Joshua son of Josadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord and their God, and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God has sent him, and the people feared the Lord.
他们这里提起他们愿意遵从
神的话语。Here it mentioned the people obeyed the voice of the Lord.
他们要存敬畏的心。
And they feared God.
我们都是愿意服侍主。
We are all willing to serve the Lord.
哈该先知为什么肯这样传讲神的话语？
How come Haggai was willing to preach this way?
为什么他这么大胆敢这样讲？
He was very bold in speaking those messages.
其实这些话语是神要使用他讲出的话。
Actually, it's God using him to speak his words.
他只不过把神的心意讲出。
He proclaimed God's desire.
百姓也愿意听从。
And the people followed and obeyed.
假如我们不愿意传讲神的话语。
If we do not want to proclaim God's word.
假如我们不愿意把神的话语传给别人。
If we would not pronounce God's word to other people.
让人可以来到神的面前。
So that they could come before God.
他们怎么能存敬畏的心？
How can they fear God?
Billy Hanks, 他这个其实是一个很普通的人。
Actually, Billy Hanks, he seems like an ordinary man.
但是他有一个很特殊的一点，是他愿意传福音。
But he has a very extraordinary heart to evangelize people.
他实习做实习生的时候，就跟着各培里到处跑。
When he was an intern under Billy Graham, he followed Billy Graham everywhere he went.
他到了英国。
He's been to England.
在英国这个地铁的当中呢，他看到很多人这个、很孤单。
Once in London, he saw the train station many lonely people.
也看到街上有很多孤单的人。
And he see many lonely faces around him.
他就写出一首歌。
There was a famous poem, a song he wrote.
其实他很谦卑地说他不懂音乐。
Actually, he said, I don't know music.
他只用画画的高低这样画出来。
So when he wrote music, it's with the up and down pointers. No, not notes.
但是这首诗成为祝福别人的一首诗。
But this poem, this song, Lonely Voices, become a very famous song during that time.
假如你在 Google 打进这个 Lonely Voice, 你会看到那些字。
You can Google and you can read those words, Lonely Voices.
它成为世界很出名的一首歌。
It was a worldwide famous song.
他因为成为我的好朋友，他愿意唱另外一首歌给我听。
Because he was my friend, he sang to me another song.
我应该把他抓出来，从训练地方抓请出来，但是他很专心听课。
Oh, I was not there when he sang a song to him. So because I was busy listening to another lecture.
这是他提起这一对夫妻几乎要离婚。
Oh, he mentioned to Billy mentioned to Joseph that once there was this couple was about to have divorce.
他就把他写出来。
And then he wrote another music.
特别向这个男人说。
It's the song is talking to this man.
你应该好好的爱你的妻子。
telling the man that you should be patient and love your wife.
给她有一点空间,
give her small, some more space.
给她多一点爱,
give her a little more love.
那她一定会回来的,
she would return back.
假如你不愿意的话,
if you won't,
你们可能的婚姻也就会这样的,
then your marriage would go down the drain.
各位，今天我们如果要传讲神的话语,
today, as we are preaching God's word, we ourselves must obey and apply the words of God.
最值得我这个看重这位同工 Billy Hanks.
One thing that impacted me from Billy Graham's life, Billy Hanks' life,
他提出他跟太太结婚之前,
he mentioned to me that before he got married with his wife,
就跟他太太说,
he told his wife,
上帝假如要我什么时间走,
anytime that God wants me to serve him,
anywhere, 就到那个地方,
anywhere he wants me to go,
anyway,
I would obey him.
各位,
so he really offered his life to God.
其实这次的训练, 他身体很不舒服,
actually, this training time, he was not good health-wise.
因为他的这个突然间, 他的这个胸部, 只能靠左边来呼吸而已。
He only has 10% of his right lungs functioning, and more is from the left lungs.
但是他愿意遵从主。
But he really obeyed God and finished his training for us.
我们在最后一天在这个十字架前面拍个照。
The last day, we took a picture underneath the cross that was on top of the mountain next to his training.
我们盼望把十字架的信息带回我们的地方。
We hope to bring the message of the cross to wherever God sent us.
上帝以他的同在会更新我们。
God renew us through his presence.
他的审判, 以他的审判来责备我们,
but rebuke us through his punishment.
明年在西部有一个布道大会。
Next year in Cebu, there will be a big evangelistic meeting.
有哥培利的孙子, 这个Will会来菲律宾传讲信息。
2015, there would, the grandson of Billy Graham, Will Graham, will be there to be the evangelist.
你可以看到他这个新的一代, 这孙辈呢, 他也很谦卑, 愿意服侍。
So this grandson is starting to be like the grandfather.
但是我们最重要的是我们需要今天的哈该。
Most important, we need the Haggai of today.
那个愿意传讲神话语的哈该。
The one who willingly preach God's word.
愿意遵从神话语的哈该。
Who follow God's word.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你爱我们。
Amen.
你在飞升当中。 我们有一群爱你的弟兄姐妹，同学同工都很愿意爱你。我们谢谢你，因为你在我们当中。当我们哈该看到哈该传讲的信息，他省察要我们省察自己的行为的时候，愿主也让我们省察自己的行为，看我们有没有看重你的一个工作，看我们愿意听你所讲的警告。 让我们是不是愿意也遵从你的话语。Lord Jesus, we want to come before you. Thank you, Lord, that we have a group who love you. And as we carefully think through our thought patterns and consider our ways, Lord, may you teach us and touch us in a very special way.
Amen.
Allow us to be willing to prioritize what your work and willing to listen to your warning and willing to obey and practice what is written in your scriptures.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.